Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I gotta go. I gotta start with this Florida man calling 911. I get it. I don't know. Maybe it's like we've all been conditioned by online reviews and Yelp and everything else to think that we got to complain or we should give feedback for every single experience that we have. Because that's exactly what this guy, that's the only way I can explain this. A Florida man called 911 during his arrest to complain about the officers arresting him, according to the affidavit.
Did it work?
Yeah, he made a scene in a Wawa over a handicap spot. And then he called 911 because the officers were trying to take him into custody and they were like threatening him, like, you better stop this. We're going to have to arrest you. So he called 911 and went off about him. 39-year-old Nicholas Taylor was charged with disorderly intoxication and misuse of 911 after he raised a fit up at the Wawa. He came across a vehicle in the handicapped spot without a permit. He stormed into the store and caused a scene and then threatened to fight the person who parked there. And was screaming at him, do you want to fight? Do you want to fight? According to the police. And then he stood behind the vehicle and wouldn't let them leave. And he kept trying to fight the guy. Law enforcement arrived. They told him to stop. They said they could smell the liquor on him from halfway across the lot. And he was argumentative. And then he demanded a sergeant respond. And then when the officers were like, we're going to have to take you in, buddy, he called 911 to complain about the officers. He was taken to Lake County Jail, and he posted $1,500 bond. Like, you know, don't. Maybe just don't. A Florida man ate raw chicken for 25 straight days in a bizarre dietary experiment. What? No one knows why he's not dead.
What?
Also, that's nasty.
He's still alive?
He's alive. This guy said that he was eating raw chicken. He's on Instagram. It was the raw chicken experiment. This is...
Let me try that tonight, then. See,
shut up.
I guess it's not that bad.
Shut up, Kane. No, you're not doing this. This is so weird.
Did he die? He didn't die.
But did you die? No, we're not doing this. That's so gross. Like, why? He said it reminded him of a scallop. That's nasty. Now, I will say, if you are into the gift giving of Valentine's Day, this would make a great one. The Gen 3 9mm carbine, the Sub 2K. This is just, it's an awesome, awesome carbine. This is a great gun. And you don't have to detach your favorite optics to fold it in half anymore with the Gen 3. The simple twist and fold motion of that patent-pending rotating forend in either direction, it folds the Gen 3 right in half quickly and easily deploys it as well. Optics and all. But there's more. They've upgraded a lot of stuff. You have the upgraded aluminum trigger. The mechanics are redesigned, so it's a light and five-pound pull. And you've got a lot more precise feedback for a clean, isolated pull. That means improved accuracy for follow-up, upgraded action. There's a new chamber indicator. It's not a replacement for standard, you know, firearm safety practices, but it does assist in operating it, you know, safety. It's a visual aid, like in the form of a peephole on top of the Gen 3 above the chamber. So you can see the brass through the peephole when something's chambered. It's just a great gun. They've done so many cool things to it. The Gen 3 Sub 2K is a must-have, and it's from Kel-Tec, made in America, family-owned values. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. Speaking of identity politics, do you guys remember the story? And this, so it's kind of, it's an older story, but it's now, because the legal wheel is in motion, it's back in the headlines. Do you remember the BLM, or not the BLM, sorry, the Alphabet LGBTQ barbecue flag mural that was painted in a Florida street in Palm Beach County? And how this 19-year-old got in trouble because he, like, did a burnout on it. So he had to post a $5,250 bond for felony criminal mischief. Someone in D.C. also, they didn't burn out, but they apparently left tire marks on the mural like this in D.C., and they got in trouble. Because, you know, it's a damn mural in the street. Cars drive over it. They said that this guy, Dylan Brewer, they said he vandalized the street because he did burnouts on an LGBTQ flag mural that was in the street. And they said he caused significant damage to the streetscape hanging. Did taxpayers give you authority, give the alphabet people their authority to deface and vandalize their street with a mural in the first place? So he was charged with felony criminal mischief and reckless driving. Kane, what's a street used for?
Driving.
If you paint something on the street, what happens?
It gets driven on.
Mm-hmm. They got to repaint the lines in the street a lot, don't they?
They do, actually.
Because they get driven on.
It's in the state and local budgets.
Yeah. This is a flag mural in the middle of the street. There's nothing holy about this flag. It's not consecrated. It's not. If you didn't want people to drive on it, don't paint it in the damn street. But what I want, what I don't get is how you had for 2 summers in a row, 3, at least 2 years in a row, you had activists that were burning down black neighborhoods. You had activists that were running through the streets in D.C., busting up rideshare vehicles, burning down people's sources of income, vandalism, and so few people, the people who tried to burn down the church in D.C., were there any charges that ever came from that? There were hardly any charges that came out of any of this stuff. I know for a fact in my hometown of St. Louis, there was a lot of destruction going on. Nobody got charged. This guy does, he does a burnout on a alphabet flag and he gets charged with a felony. I just think if you're going to paint something in the road and vandalize the road that we taxpayers have to maintain, then you're asking for it. That's just what I think.
The American flag, if it was painted on there and somebody burnt out on it, nobody would be charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
It would be completely fine. I don't understand why it's a different situation here.
Yeah. And he really didn't, I mean, they have it on video what he did, and he really didn't do anything. He just kind of drifted a little bit. It wasn't even anything crazy. I mean, you had like all these mostly peaceful protests and people burning stuff down. The alphabet class is like the most protected class on God's green earth. If you're an alphabet member, most particularly if you're the T, I think the L's get like the least. But if you're the T, you are the most protected class in the United States. I mean, people treat you like a saint after you go and shoot up a Christian school full of kids. Like in, we saw in Nashville. This is crazy. I think the rest of the alphabet needs to like kick the T out. They need to get the T out of there. I actually don't know. I really honestly do not know any person who is gay or any lesbian who likes the T being part of it. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know anybody who does. Do you? I don't know anybody who does.
I even remember when all this was starting. When they injected themselves into it initially, there was a pushback initially.
They had a huge thing in London. You're watching the guys, Luan showing the guy. He just kind of drifted a little bit. He got charged for a felony for that. That's so dumb. There was a protest in London, I remember, when all of this got started, when they started incorporating the T into it. And there were a bunch of lesbians who got punched in the face by dudes cosplaying as women. You better call me ma'am. I'll punch you in the face.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this was in India. A woman in a hearse on her way to her own cremation came back to life. This 52-year-old woman from Burhanpur, India, was severely burned in a fire in her home. She was taken to the hospital. She returned home. She was in a bad state. She didn't open her eyes. Her family were unable to get her to another hospital. So her husband had actually thought that she'd passed because they could get no response from her. They couldn't. So he arranged for her to be taken to cremation in a hearse. And then she literally woke up in it. And oh my gosh, the driver had to like pull over and get her out. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. But here's the crazy thing. This hasn't just happened in India. An 82-year-old woman, same thing happened to her at a New York nursing home. And she was later discovered to be alive by the funeral home staff as they were getting her ready for. Yeah.
Double check, people.
Dude, you always got to double check that stuff. Double tap, man. Now you can see where they put them bells on them graves, right? Good night. Kiwis, like the fruit, not the people, can boost your mood in just 4 days. Really? So apparently you can enhance your mood, energy, and overall well-being by eating kiwis, kiwi fruit. It's a potent mood enhancer. And it has vitamin C and all this other good stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Does it make you less cynical? Because right now my cynicism is like on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 51.
Nothing for that.
Yeah, but like I feel, you know, if I eat some kiwi, will it maybe help my RBF?
You'd have to eat
Do
a lot
you
of kiwi.
Suffer from RBF?
A lot of kiwi.
Just 5 kiwi fruits a day will help your RBF. Do you guys know what RBF is out there in Radio Land? Resting bee face. I have it naturally. It's just, I'm blessed. Hashtag blessed. I have it naturally. So I have to constantly like, that's why I can never, that's why as I get old, I can never freeze my face. I can never do that because if I don't like look like I'm, then people, if I don't put my eyebrows up and be overly expressive, people think I'm in a horrible mood all the time. So I can never do that. Anyway, long story short, kiwis help your mood. Let's see. Ooh, Adderall, ADHD, other medication, the shortages continue. People say it's a horrible, perfect storm. Is it a blessing or a curse? I do think some people that have ADHD, I do think like kids, I think it's overprescribed. In some instances, it's helpful, but maybe it's a silver lining. I don't know. We got a lot more in the Haiti rum industry. I got to hit that later. Stick with us.
House Republicans are still at it right now, siding with Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and Tehran against our defense, industrial base, against NATO, against Ukraine, against our interests in the Indo-Pacific.
See, you guys don't understand. If you want the border to be secured, you love you some Putin. That's all there is to it. Rootin' tootin' Putin. You must love him. If you think the border should be secured, man, you love big bad Vlad. That's what they're saying. That's literally what they're saying. That was, what's her face? KJP, the Nordstrom pipeline. Sidebar. I know I've said this before, but you know how amazing that would be? Just like, you know, okay, I'm going to come back. Just wait. Just indulge me for a hot second. Because that's the way we're describing everything now. It's all hot. Hot inflation report. Hot inflation. Hot everything. Can you imagine, like, what we would save? I'm just thinking, like, on export-import tax. Having like a pipeline where you could just jettison stuff through it, like the channel between England and France, you know, just jettison stuff from like Europe over here to the United States. I'm just like wondering, like, would that take the price down on leather goods? Like if you wanted to get skilled Italian artisans, like if you're, you know, you want like a pair of loafers or something like that and you want some nice Italian leather, you know what I'm saying? Not the stuff that's produced in Prato by Chinese owned factories and illegal immigrant Chinese workers, but like actual Italian craftsmen, you know, you could just like chuck those through the channel between Europe and the United States, like a Nordstrom pipeline. I'm just wondering what that does to the tax situation. I bet it knocks like 19% off, 20% off the price. Yeah. Am I the only person who thinks like this, especially right as I'm going to bed? No? Okay. See, this is why I can't have any more than one cup of that Black Rifle coffee a day, because I am on 11 normally anyway. So let's get back to this, our KJP point. Although I could spend an hour.
Say Vladimir Putin's name. Hold on, I just wanted to hear
wait. Did you catch something?
I thought I heard something. I don't. Hold on here.
Siding with Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin.
Did she say Vladimir?
Where? Vladimir? What? I don't know.
Siding with Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, that's right, Vladimir Putin. Maybe take the rocks out of your mouth.
It's her
Vladimir
Biden
Putin.
And Kamala.
Is everyone drunk
Mumble
in that administration? Jiminy Christmas. You got President Daddy Showers McSniff's kids, mumble mouth gravelly talk, and now you've got her. What in the world? Vladimir Putin. So that's what they're pushing. I'm so tired. Look, Trump is not calling the shots on this. You know what? Some of you are going to get mad at me, but there's a real easy way to shut that up. You want to know how to do it? Remind KJP that Trump actually was agreeing with Democrats back in 2018 and almost granted Paul Ryan's amnesty bill. He pushed that bill ahead of a different border bill. Oh, yeah. Go back and look. What are they talking about? He's not calling the shots on this. Like now he was supporting like HR 2 and that now. And that's fine. You know, I'm all about bringing people, you know, bringing that tugboat into shore. I'm all fine with that. But let's be real about this. They're trying to trying to make this about Trump because that's literally the only way that they can try to get a leg up on anything. They are terrified to acknowledge that people are genuinely concerned and have legitimate concerns about everything coming in at the border. So that's why they want to reframe the discussion as that. But think about this. You wanting a stronger border and not wanting this bill, you not wanting to spend, how much was it, like $19 billion or something that they were sending to Ukraine out of this? Not wanting to spend more billions of our tax dollars. Sending
$61 billion.
Oh, wait, that's right. It was $95 billion bills. $61 billion of the $95 billion was going to go to Ukraine. Right. The $9 billion was going to Gaza. Mm-hmm. You know, the innocent terrorist government of Gaza. We didn't know that throwing rockets and like taking paragliders and murdering people and baking babies in ovens was bad. That's Gaza's defense. That's the Gazan government's, Hamas's defense. Vote for terrorist, you're a terrorist.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.